According to the Columbus City Schools, it was then Superintendent Gene Harris who, in 2011, began to talk with internal auditor Carolyn Smith about attendance records that had been changed. And that it was Harris who, later that school year, requested state auditor David Yost investigate allegations that some school principals or district officials were manipulating data to make individual schools look better on annual performance reports. But the first most people heard about what became known as the data scrubbing scandal came later that summer, when the Columbus Dispatch launched a series of articles that documented how officials had systematically unenrolled and then re-enrolled chronically absent students, making the district attendance figures look better than they were. As other districts, including Toledo and the Lachlan schools in suburban Cincinnati, came forward with similar disclosures, Auditor Yost announced he was launching an investigation into attendance scrubbing in schools across the state. In September 2012, Harris announced her intention to resign at the end of the school year. She cautioned that it was too soon to conclude whether there had been any manipulation of data in the district.
We don't know what the results are. We don't know that we have attendance rigging. We have a lot of data, but we don't know exactly what the results are.
But in a preliminary report issued the following month, Auditor Yost was fairly clear about what he was uncovering in Columbus.
We found pervasive evidence of students who had a break in enrollment that was not supported by the documentation.
As the investigation widened to include charges that changes had been made to grades as well, the FBI launched its own investigation, and Yost hinted that criminal charges might be brought against district officials. At the same time, he complained that officials were obstructing his investigation. Auditor's chief legal counsel, William Owen.
When I see a witness talk to an investigator and then call the next day crying that they are going to lose their job because they were talked to by someone in the administration, that gives rise for concern.
In a dramatic move in May of 2013, Columbus police and auditor's officials seized records from 20 Columbus schools. Although the resounding defeat of the district's fall school levy request was blamed in part on the ongoing investigation, neither district officials nor the auditor's office discussed the investigation in public. In January of 2014, when school board member Gary Baker was tapped by the board to take over the presidency, he took the opportunity to make a public apology.
Certainly, there is evidence that there were district employees who altered student records without appropriate justification. I regret that we failed the students, parents, staff, and taxpayers of Columbus City Schools in this regard.
State Auditor Yost presented his findings to the board and Superintendent Dan Good nearly 2 weeks ago, and they responded privately. Although Yost has hinted throughout the investigation that some district employees could face criminal charges, he says that filing those charges are up to state or federal officials. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.